Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Governor Walker, you said the union leaders agreed to the financial cuts, but then you blamed the local unions for not following through on these pledges. That's because you refused to drop your demand to strip workers of collective bargaining rights that had nothing to do with the budget, and refused to negotiate and rejected the union's offer. Now, Governor Walker, if the unions in Wisconsin agreed to the financial cuts you sought, I don't understand how this can continue to be characterized as a debate about state budget deficits. This is supposed to be a hearing about state municipal debt. I don't understand how repealing collective bargaining rights for public workers shows us anything about state debt. Let me ask you about some of the specific provisions in your proposal to strip collective bargaining rights. First, your proposal would require unions to hold annual votes to continue representing their own members. Can you please explain to me and members of this committee how much money this provision saves for your state budget?
That and a number of other provisions we put in, because if you're going to ask, if you're going to put in place a change like that, we wanted to make sure that we protected the workers of our state so that they had a right to know what kind of value they got out. It's the same reason we gave workers the right to choose, which is a fundamental American right, the right to choose whether or not they want to be a part of a union and whether or not
the
they
question,
went up to $1,000.
How much money does it save, Governor? Just
that particular part doesn't save any.
Okay. It obviously had no effect whatsoever on the state budget. I want to ask about another one of your proposals. Under your plan, you would prohibit employees from paying union member dues from their paychecks. How much money would this provision save your state budget?
It would save employees up to $1,000 per year they could use to pay for their pension and their health care contributions.
Governor, it wouldn't save anything. There are minor administrative costs, if any. It's obvious what the real intent is here. And
it's to give workers a right. It's to give the workers the right to choose.
I'll back it up, Mr. Chairman, right here from the state of Wisconsin's Legislative Fiscal Bureau. This is a nonpartisan state budget agency, much like the Congressional Budget Office. The Bureau was asked to identify provisions in the governor's bill that are non-fiscal policy items that have no state fiscal effect. This letter confirms the obvious, that Governor Walker's effort to repeal the rights of state workers is a non-fiscal policy item. No effect on the state budget shortfall. I ask unanimous consent that this letter be included in the record.
Reserving the right, will inspect it and plan to include it in the record.
That's unusual. You would reserve the right to object.
The gentleman will suspend. Hold the time. We fully expect to include it in the record. Because it's not a publication that is widely distributed, we simply would like to receive it, and as soon as it's been quickly vetted during this hearing, it'll be accepted. That's a consistent policy from both sides.
I'd like to respond. In the 14 years that I've been on this committee, I've never had a chairman reserve the right to object to putting an official document in the record that was central to the purpose of this hearing, determining whether or not you stripping collective bargaining rights, Governor, is a financial issue or not. It's not. It's a political issue. That's what I'm proving.
The gentleman is incorrect. Chairman Waxman did it repeatedly. In most cases, just as here, by the end of the hearing, items which were not part of widely distributed documents were accepted. I expect to do the same, and I would work with the gentleman to get it done before the end of the hearing. The gentleman may continue.
Well, I've just made it a matter of public record anyway. The title of this hearing is Choice or Necessity. I think that what we've been able to demonstrate here is that the attack on collective bargaining rights is a choice, not a budget issue. There are budget issues as well that need to be addressed in Wisconsin. For example, according to the National Nurses United and U.S. states facing a budget shortfall, revenues from corporate taxes have declined $2.5 billion in the last year. In Wisconsin, two-thirds of corporations pay no taxes, and the share of state revenue from corporate taxes has fallen by half since 1981. That's published in The Nation by John Nickel. I won't ask to submit it by unanimous consent. And also, in the Real News Network, they have a report here that points out that the budget shortfall of $137 million in Wisconsin could have been covered if the state had just kept going It's state-legislated estate taxes, which they let expire after 2008. Also points out that if they had gone on to collect the estate taxes from their wealthiest citizens, they could have paid down the debt. Now, I just want to say in conclusion, Mr. Chairman, that we really are here at the center of a great debate over the purpose of government, whether there is such a thing as a public sphere with public servants who perform duties on behalf of the public using resources that belong to the public, or is government going to be auctioned off to the highest bidder, to corporations who privatize and inevitably drive up the cost of government, drive up the cost of services, drive up taxes. That's where this debate is headed nationally. I think that Governor Walker has inadvertently done a public service by exposing the extent to which this mindset of privatizing what is the public sphere, bringing this issue to the forefront. So thank you for being here, both governors.
I guess that's a thank you. The chair now recognizes...